This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Not only is the Zika virus putting a dent in Carnival festivities down in Brazil this year, the big celebrations start today, by the way, but a lot of cities have cut back or canceled their festivities outright because the Brazilian economy is in such a sorry state they can't afford to throw the parties. Ashley Milne-Tite has that story.
The whole point of Carnival is to be lavish. It's not a time for holding back. At least it hasn't been. Fernanda Cury works in advertising production in Sao Paulo. She says a nearby city, Campinas, can't fund the usual parade put on by local samba schools. We spoke on Skype.
The mayor is saying that instead of doing the parade, they're buying medicine and an ambulance, and, you know, they're justifying why are they not doing carnivals, because they need to buy what's really essential. So that's really sad.
Paulo Sotero directs the Brazil Institute at the Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. He says Brazilians are generally an optimistic bunch, but these days morale is low. It's not just the lousy economy. The Zika virus is spreading, and there's an ongoing government corruption scandal.
This is no time for carnival, you know, where Brazil is facing a very serious crisis.
He says the country should do less partying,
more thinking about the future of the nation, because the way we respond to this crisis will very much shape the future.
Unemployment stands at 10% right now, and he says it could go up. But no matter how bad things are, Fernanda Cury says most people will party on. She says this is the one time of year Brazilians forget their worries.
People would just go out there and scream happiness. So this is something that's a phenomenal. It's just amazing what happens here. And it's going to happen again.
I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.